Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want to get Leo on in that, who I've really grown. And it's funny because I wouldn't say that we've become friends. We've had him on the show a few times.
Right.
And I'm such a fan that I follow him compulsively. I see what he releases because he's doing like one video a week. He is recording these songs. Now he's finally out touring what he does. And it all started with Frog Leap Studios. And it's a pretty fascinating idea because he's one of the most prolific musicians I've ever seen. And he puts stuff out almost every month. I don't even know how many songs there are on iTunes.
Yeah,
it's got to be in the hundreds now.
And it all started with he takes songs that wouldn't normally be like a metal song, like Lady Gaga, like Poker Face, mm-hmm. and then just totally turns it upside down.
Well, the latest offering is the best. It's a children's album. Although I've already got it wearing it. I'm already giving it to my friends' kids because it's going to torch them. Listen to this one.
You're happy and you know it, clap your hands. You're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
And Ella, how old is Ella?
Ella's 11, and Baby Shark is her absolute favorite off this record. So good.
It's so great, man. Mommy shark. Mommy shark. And let me give you this one more little just tidbit so you guys know. Who lives in a pineapple under the sea? I'm swimming in yellow and poor as the sea. It's something of nonsense, it's something you wish. Set up on the deck, you drop like a fish. Ready?
Based in Oslo, Norway, our next guest is a musician, producer, and owner of Frog Leap Studios who has become an internet sensation for his metal covers of well-known songs. His name is Leo Maracchioli.
Ghostbusters, is there something strange in your neighborhood? Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters, instinct, I am a tiger, it's a thriller.
Hey, Leo, how you been, man?
Hey, Tommy. I'm good. And you?
Oh, fantastic. Better than I deserve. You are on fire, man. You're out touring. You're doing the giant Wacken Festival, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's great.
An amazing year.
When did all this start? Because if people don't know, you started releasing a video that you would produce, star in, you would do all the editing, and it was so prolific. Like, every week I was seeing a new one. And a new cover, new styles. You were playing all the instruments yourself. But when did that start at Frog Leap?
It started with me starting up the studio outside my house and having bands and stuff, but using the YouTube channel as a promotional tool for promoting myself in the area. And since I come from a metal background, I did for fun a Poker Face Lady Gaga metal cover and put it out. And it got a million views. And then I thought, this is pretty fun to do. And I just started doing it every Friday since 2014, 14, so yeah.
It now seems like just a few years ago, but I mean, how many songs have you released?
I don't even know. It's over 250.
God. Yeah. And you're selling these online, and it looks like you're selling a lot of them. I know I've downloaded every single one.
Yeah, it's going very well. It's millions of people watching the video, so it doesn't take a big percentage of the people listening to buy it for it to really make like a profit on it. So, yeah, it's been really good the last few years.
And now CJ Pierce is a friend of ours, and I noticed he popped up in a video not that long ago with you from Drowning Pool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a great guy. I met him at the Shiprock, the rock boat.
Sure.
Goes from States to Mexico. And, yeah, we decided for him to join in on Thriller, and we filmed it on the boat. So, yeah, it was great. Both him and his girlfriend is, like, good friends and, yeah, cool guys.
He's a great guy, man. He is just, he's nothing but fun. He's just, and he's always up for it.
Yeah. Yeah, he's really awesome. I hope to meet him again next year or something.
We've got to find a way to get you on tour in the United States and get people to see you, because I think you'd be a lot of fun. There's a few rock festivals here, like Rocklahoma, that I think people would really enjoy you at. I think that Sonic Temple. There's a few. It'll start a little smaller than Wacken. Are you playing the main stage of Wacken, by the way?
I don't think it's the main stage, but we're playing an Oberrock festival now on Friday, which is a huge festival in Austria, and we're the late night act on the main stage, so we're going on right after Slayer, so it's probably going to be 10,000 people.
That'll be great. Now, are you playing all the instruments? Are you circulating throughout it, or are you just having your set band and you're at their front singing?
I'm in the singing, yeah, and I'm playing guitar and singing on some songs. But I have great musicians with me, like the drummer. He's better than me on guitar, so he'll jump up and play and sing on one song, and the guitarist will play drums on one song. So we switch a little back and forth, and you know, it's really been working.
Well, I'm telling you, stuff the new children's album. And how old's your little girl, by the way?
Yeah, she's very good.
How old is she?
She just turned 8 now.
And she's really enjoying being in the videos. You can see, like, that's a pretty great connection you guys have.
Yeah, it's fun to bring the family into the videos. Yeah, and it seems like people enjoy it, to see that it's real, in a way. It's just us at home just having fun. So I guess that shows.
Yeah, well, I mean, and that really is the purest way to say it. You just started doing this as fun. You have a great talent as a musician and as a recording engineer. And then who knew that your videos would be so great and pretty solid creativity on them? I mean, they're constantly progressing. It's not easy. When you think about how many videos have you shot now?
I think it's the same amount of videos as the song. So
250.
Yeah, it's a lot.
So,
it's been quite a few.
Where do you go from this? Like, because now I know you're getting attention from big musicians. People all over the world have noticed you. Now you're playing big festivals. Where does it go from here? You're going to start a new band? You're going to continue on with this? What?
I don't even know. At the moment, I'm really content with doing. I'm not really searching for doing a lot of touring or playing necessarily original music in a band and go out, because I have my family at home, and for me it's a perfect combination. Now I can choose when to play live, and we try to keep it like no more than 2 weeks touring every maybe half year or something. So yeah, I'm in a really lucky position, because my main thing is just working at home in the studio, the YouTube channel. So the whole live thing, it's just been like a bonus and great to come out and see like faces on all the numbers, and yeah, it's been really good.
See, I think now what you got to do is you got to find a way to get an artist, like get somebody from Survivor, the singer, to do "Eye of the Tiger" with you in a video. Imagine if you could find a way, you know, to get MC Hammer to do "You Can't Touch This" with you, or the guy from Aha. How fantastic! Like with CJ Pierce, as soon as I saw that, I went, "Man, that's the next thing." If you could find somebody from the original recording to come in and do the metal version with you, how much fun would that be?
Yeah, definitely. But it's usually like you meet someone at, for example, like Shiprock or somewhere, and then I like to like be in contact and meeting the guy before. I'm not big on like sending out emails and asking right. for that stuff.
Sure, of course. No, you're right. It's got to happen naturally.
I hope so. I have some cool people which I really look up to myself in my song. So yeah, it's definitely progressing as it goes along. So.
Isn't it nice though when if you're lucky enough to meet your hero, and then you're even luckier if they are who you want them to be, who you think they are. You know, when they're great, it's the best day ever.
Yeah, definitely. I've been lucky so far. On Shipwreck also I played blind on stage with the guitarist in Korn, Brian. And that was like a insane moment for me.
That's great.
Whereas this brought me that's something I really listened to back in the 90s and stuff, and it was just a surreal moment in my life.
A good friend of ours who lives here in Kansas City and does Shipwreck the bunch is LeJean and the guys in Seven Dust.
Yeah.
So, have you met LeJean or any of the guys?
I think I barely said hi. I think he's been on Shipwreck both times I've been there, but I haven't sat down and talked with him, really.
Oh, he's a dear friend. I'll connect you guys. He'd love you, and he's a fantastic guy. LJ is one of the sweetest, kindest people you'll ever meet.
Yeah, he's seen that. I know he's had some awesome voice also.
Yes, yes.
Have him, that would be
well, good.
Great.
I'm going to connect all you guys. Oh, I also got to ask you. So at my house every year, we do a huge Halloween display. And I'm talking like there's probably $75,000 worth of lights in the front yard. I have a production company that helps me with it. But we've used now for 2 years your version of Ghostbuster out in the front. And I sent some videos to an email, but I don't know if you ever received them.
I think I saw something there. I'm really...
I know. Make sure you give Jake a good email, and then I'm going to send you one, just because I want you to see it, because we were so happy with it, and it was such a huge hit. Literally, 2,000 kids showed up on Halloween. I gave away more than 2,000 candy bars.
Wow.
And it's a full PA rig. It's full lights. I mean, it's all set to the music. I mean, it's a production, and we had such a good time doing it. We wanted to make sure that you saw it, since you were the artist.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, send it over. I want to see it.
Awesome. Well, listen, man, I want to get you to the States so badly. I think it'll be a great time. And I'm definitely going to connect you with LJ, because I think you guys would be great friends.
Yeah, that would be awesome. And I really hope to come. Like, that's like the next thing on my list is to play in the States, because I know the most people are in the States who listen to our music, but I don't know. It's expensive to go over there, and you don't know. It's such a big country, also. So you never know if it's like thousands of people. Doesn't necessarily mean that you.
No, you're exactly right. You got to find the right opportunity. By the way, I felt my phone buzz in my pocket, so I pulled it out while we were talking. It was LJ said he's great. I saw him. Hello. So he's at home right now. So he's when he's in Kansas City, he normally will get up early with his kids and listen to the show. So I definitely will connect you guys. I'm going to give your number to him, and I'll send his number to you.
Sweet. Yeah, thank you very much.
You are. Awesome. But man, we'll definitely find a way. You just need to get a little more exposure and find some really cool friends over here, because I think it would be a lot of fun for people. I think they'd really enjoy the shows.
Yeah, I hope maybe we can work out some festivals or something, because I think we work very well in a festival setting, because people are in the party mode.
And yeah.
Even if they like it or not, they've heard the songs, so they'll sing along anyway. It's just been a huge success, especially on the festival side of it. So I really hope to be able to come over.
We need to get you up to the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally at the Full Throttle Saloon. It's a huge motorcycle rally. A few hundred thousand motorcyclists show up every year for 8 days, and it's a pretty insane rally. I think you would have a lot of fun over there on the stage at the Full Throttle Saloon.
Ooh, yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, that would be fun. All right, listen. Leo, it's always good to connect with you, man. And I'll have Jake send you those numbers.
I want to.
You stay right there. Hold on one second. I know we're getting overlapped. Ghostbusters, is there something strange in your neighborhood? Who you gonna call? He does holler back, girl. You hear that in the system? That's hilarious. I don't know if it's in the system or not. Let me see if I can go at it this way. Here you go. Just pull it up, T. Thank you. Let's see here. Here, I'll shuffle up the video so. This my shit. All the girls that feed like this. Time to put around that back. So that just gotta happen like that. Cause I ain't no holler back. Fantastic. He plays all the instruments.
He's amazing.
Yeah. And again, you're right. I don't know how you make it work, but I think the festival situation would be the deal. Like, we get Rockfest back next year, Rock on the Range, which is now Sonic Temple. But just trying to find a way to get him booked at all the festivals. Rocklahoma.
But it's like he said, everybody knows the songs. I mean, yeah. You and I were at Kid Rock, yeah. And they were playing Run DMC, and everybody knows every word, so it doesn't matter. You hear it on the radio, you know it.
Yeah. Pop up, I'm getting everybody
fired up. Wrap your head around the thought. He's huge here.
Yeah.
And you've never been here. Like, he's never been here.
Yeah.
Imagine, like, I hear him big there.
I also feel like he's a little sketchy on whether you really know LJ from 7 Up.
I know.
Because when you put him on hold.
I realized what it sounded like, and I was like.
When you put him on hold and he came to me, I go, hey, I'm going to get you LJ's number, and if you guys want to connect with him, he goes, does Johnny really know LJ from 7 Up? I was like, oh. He's questioning
Hold
it.
On. Let me see if LJ will pick up his phone. That's so funny. You know what?
But it's natural.
I get that. It does.
Okay, Cuckoo Bird. Yeah, call.
Yeah, no, let me call my friend LeJean from Seven.
Yeah, call out anybody.
Get Jesus and Obama on the phone for me.
Yeah, I know. You're right. It does sound crazy.
Madonna would be fantastic.
I know he's listening. But he might be taking the kids to school, so I don't know if he can pick up the phone lines in the car.
You're telling people.
That's right. I'm just drawing random numbers now. You're killing me, AJ. Now they think I'm lying.
I'm good. Johnny just called time and temp.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.